Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey with you as well. Royals day game today at 1:10.
Cody and Gold back together?
I don't know. Are they?
I don't know.
Is Gold in today?
They are both in today, I
believe. Wow. So no Binkley?
No Bink.
They're giving Binkley the day after the second straight game that pissed him off last night. Don't forget, caller number 5 when you hear this.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
You hear that sound? You want to be caller number 5? Tell Mac that he's awesome and that he's got great hair.
Mac's awesome.
And that you possibly will buy him new headphones. It is your birthday coming up, so maybe I'll just do that for you.
How many beer cans do you think Binkley threw at the TV last night during that Royals game?
Zero. He drinks glass.
Oh, okay.
There's juice all over the place.
Binkley don't drink out of a can?
No. If he does, he pours it into a cup.
Oh, all right.
Little known fact.
I didn't know. Are you being serious about that? Yeah. He doesn't like canned beer or?
Ruins the taste.
Oh.
The aluminum.
It does, huh?
Glass or pass, and we do smash or pass. And it's brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now at 2 locations, 95th and Nolan, 135th and Metcalf. Wait until we play the sounder, and then you can call in and be number 5. Max, awesome. See, there's that tahini stuff, man, on ice cream.
It's on everything. People are loading up. That was ranch dressing.
That's rough, dude.
Yeah.
Margarita. Down with it.
Absolutely. To rim your glass with is fine. But yeah, people are putting tahini. Tahini has become like the new thing that everybody wants. Oh, you got to have tahini on this. Why?
So your first smash your pass you sent to us.
Yeah.
And the caption just says, WTF did my friend just order? British people probably call this nuts and bolts or some sort of blank.
Right.
And it's a bed of fries in a classic white to-go box, and on top is olives.
Sliced black olives.
Smash.
Yeah, I would smash
that's
that.
That's a salt overlord in that box.
Yeah.
You're going to need like 18 gallons of water the rest of the day. Smash it.
Yeah, I would absolutely smash that.
Put some tahini on it.
And if it doesn't taste good, then, you know, pass. But I would absolutely try that. It looks good. I like black olives. I like french fries. Who the hell doesn't? Combo together. Now, do you dip that in ketchup? Like, do you dip the fry in ketchup, then use the ketchup as a binder to dip it on one of the olives, and then you have olive ketchup fry?
No, but you got to eat that quick, because I feel like the olives on top are going to make the top fries like a slop pit.
Yeah, like juicy.
Yeah.
Can you use hummus with that?
There's juice all over the place.
I pass on hummus.
Okay.
Smash.
I'm not a garbanzo bean guy.
Gotcha.
Gritty. Small hands.
I like putting them in the air fryer and crisping them up. They're a good salad topping that
I'm
way.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. We move on to smash or pass. I put some things in there. Is this considered pizza? And one hell of an idea. So this is Stoner Dusty in college. I used to do this all the time. Now they use the little pepperoni cups, but a piece of toast. Then you put marinara sauce, mozzarella cheese, and pepperoni, and you got pizza toast.
That sounds like when I'm cleaning out the produce, like the lunch meat drawer, and I find stuff like that, and you make that, and you tell the kids it's pizza, and they tell you to get effed, you know? Like, no. But I would eat that. Hell yes, I would. That looks really, really good.
And it's really easy. Like, you're always like, we don't have anything to eat in this house.
Let me show
Watch
you what we
this.
Got. Yeah.
About to Gordon Ramsay this on you, man. But we're all smashing that, right?
Little Absolutely, toast? Yeah.
Because that's like really good. To me, that's like the equivalent of nachos, but Dixie paper plate, Tostitos chips, shredded cheese, microwave, 30 seconds.
That to me right there looks really good. I mean, nice piece of bread, cheese, some sauce. The pepperoni, I'm a sucker for that, man.
The cups?
Yeah, like even too. If I don't want pizza and I see the menu, it's like pepperoni cup. I'm in.
Yes.
Holds the grease perfectly.
Exactly.
It's just a tremendous piece of, you know, meat.
Yeah, so it's still pizza to me, damn it. We move on to the next one. This would kill me because this is probably one of my top two favorite combos. They did this one time at Nothing Bunk Cakes, which if you go into that place, man, great AC, fantastic smells, nicest ladies you've ever met in your life at Nothing Bunk Cakes. And they used to have this, but this is a homemade lemon blueberry bread.
That looks outstanding. Yeah, 100% right? Smashing that. Yeah.
Lemon blueberry is one of my favorite combos. But at one point, they had a lemon blueberry bundt cake. Like, if you ever want to date me, ladies, you make me one of these, we're going somewhere really quickly to look at jewelry.
I mean, the picture of this thing just looks great. Oh, I'm not a huge lemon cake fan.
No, but it would balance out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in on that. That looks good. The icing on top is, like, strategically placed in the nooks and crannies, and I feel like that's served warm,
and
too.
And you know that's dense.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Very, very, very dense cake. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes, I mean, that's that, dude. You got the other half.
I like the way that you guys get goofy over the ooey gooey butter cake.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you'd come in, I'd look like the Joker, but with a blue smile and just like that drizzle. What the hell? Who ate all that cake? We'll just tell your mother we ate it all.
Exactly.
I mean, blueberry lemon, that combination in itself is a hell of a combination. And then I'm lost on this one. So we're familiar with what farfalle is, right? Bow tie pasta.
Okay.
Well, this lucky son of a gun discovered that if you put bow tie pasta after you boiled it into
They boil it?
Have to,
yeah. Right?
So they boiled the bow tie pasta and then put it in the air fryer, added like almost looks like a nacho cheese seasoning like Doritos, and then turned it into chips. If this is true, I need one of you two to do this soon and let me know if this is real. Because those look absolutely amazing, dipped in a side of ranch or salsa. Crunchy, healthy snacks, yeah. Bowtie pasta, boiled, add a little olive oil and salt. Throw it in the air fryer and you get bow tie chips.
I'm a little opposed to the healthy because that is not healthy that they're selling us, but that does look pretty good.
I mean,
it looks really, really, really good. And I bet you if I send that to the kids, I never would have thought of that either. But I'll send that to the kids. I bet you they make something like that today. You know, go make this. Okay.
Fire Marshal Bill's at your house. Let's say you put a little bow tie pasta in your air fryer. Let me show you something.
Now, my biggest problem now is I'm throwing towels on top of the stove when it's still on.
What? Oh,
jeez.
Okay.
Yikes. Yeah, you know I got leftover bow tie pasta. I'll definitely be trying this.
I was going to say, and you just throw some seasoning on there.
Yeah.
Can you do it with any other pasta? Because I would do it with like rigatoni noodles maybe.
That could be good.
Or, you know, the spirals, you know, rotini or whatever it's called. Like, obviously, spaghetti, angel hair, you know, fettuccine, you're not doing it with. But the shorter, smaller pieces of pasta, absolutely.
Somebody says in the text, I had my first slugger dog last night, which ended up being the highlight. The ump's hit to the throat was the hit of the game, besides Bobby's double off the wall. That guy got absolutely, did you see that? It was like a foul tip straight to his throat.
Ooh, could you imagine? Like, no. How do you get hit? No.
And I normally laugh when umpires get hit because their reaction's like late and it's like the hit, the pain nerve hit the brain and then it realized.
Yep.
Last night, as soon as he was hit to the ground, he looked like a turtle on his back. Ooh, he was out, dude.
Damn.
Like, I mean, he continued to finish the game, but good God,
but
man.
If he was a college ump, he would have ejected the manager for that.
Okay. From the 816, Dusty. I don't know how to say this name. Maybe you guys do. S-A-U-G-A-T-U-C-K. Sawtuck? Sugatuck? Saugatuck?
Saugatuck?
Brewery? Does a blueberry lemonade shandy. Ooh. Highly smashable. I mean, we're in that shandy time of year,
oh,
dude.
Yeah.
Pull one of those out of the bottom of the cooler after you've had a long day, and you're like, I don't know if I went, oh.
Does anybody do a better shandy than Lyman Kugel's, though, with that grapefruit shandy there? Summer?
So
I mean, that thing is just amazingly awesome, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know. That's not a beer. I don't know what that is, but that grapefruit shandy that they have, you're hard-pressed to find one that's even competing with Lyman Kugel's on that one.
I haven't had that in a minute. I forgot about that. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah. That and the old Boulevard Wheat. The old summer standard, but I get into the Mexican beers in the summer.
That's a good time of year for that.
Like
yep.
your Pacificos, your Modelos, your Coronas, like all those. Like, I know Corona probably gets shamed a little bit, but either way.
Dos Equis is always another good one.
Yeah. That or like for dinner, it's like the Peroni, that crisp Italian lager. Boy.
You don't want something heavy this time of year. Like you're not going out and you're not guzzling IPAs.
Oof.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oof. From the...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
417 just put down two steak, egg, and cheese McMuffins. Those are delicious.
Oh, my.
It is 754, sir.
Let's go.
Call number five. Let's go. Call in 913-586-7965. Tell Mac that he's awesome. He has wonderful hair.
Mac's awesome.
That's right. You better believe it. When we come.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.